The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Meg and Crevo, good morning. How are we today?
Good morning.
It is freezing. It's absolutely so cold.
It's 2 degrees in Maitland right now, 5 in the city.
God. No wonder it feels so cold.
It does.
I can't wait for winter to end.
Yeah, well, it's not
ramping
far
out
off,
now.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't feel like it this morning.
No.
But
23 the top today on the coast, which is very nice and sunny. We need to talk about the cases yesterday. Oh, my God, 633 cases in Sydney. Just pretty crazy, right?
Just wild. And, of course, I don't know, people are just being stuck in lockdown. They go into meme meltdown as well. All of the ones of, like, the guy jumping over the 500s.
Yep.
Like, it's just terrible. The whole situation is out of control.
I'm just so over it. Yeah. I think we all are. Please get tested and just stay home. It's so important. Cases seem to be stabilizing here, but, I mean, we've still got, you know, almost 150 cases here in the Hunter. So
There's those couple of mystery ones kicking around out at Maitland. So if you're out that way and you're feeling a bit, like, ill in any way, just go get tested.
There's so many more testing locations popping up right across New England, the Hunter as well. So just go get tested.
Yeah, well, there's one in Wickham, just at Honeysuckle there. Same day testing, you get the results within 24 hours, which is fantastic.
I've driven past that a couple of times, and there's barely anyone there.
Yeah,
barely
really quick.
Anyone.
That's the one to go to, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely. On a more positive note, let's talk about what you've brought in today. Meg, cupcakes.
Yeah, see, a lot of people in lockdown are doing the health and fitness kind of thing and going for walks. Not me, I'm making cupcakes.
You're doing baking.
Man. I'm doing baking instead.
These are deluxe.
Yeah, they're
the cupcake queen of Newcastle.
You could totally open, like, an early 2000s cupcake shop. Make a fortune.
Which ones do we have today? What's
so
the recipe?
They are choc chip cookie flavoured cupcakes.
Ooh.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, and I know it sounds weird, but once you taste them, you're like, oh, that actually tastes like a choc chip cookie.
What we should do, we should put a photo of these on the gram.
On the gram, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next. The Lads are walking it this week. 59 points to 55 for the Lasses. They did get a point yesterday. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. If you want to play, we need one guy and one girl, 13-10-09. The prize on offer today, a three-month VIP package at Sublime Hair Design on King Street, including 6 professional blowouts, a spray tan, and a professional occasion makeup. If you want to play, the lines are now open. We'll do it after Jason Derulo and New FM. It's 6 past 6. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. Jason Derulo, Savage Love at New FM. It's 5 degrees in the city right now. 2 at Warner's Bay, guys.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Oh, yes, ladies, not defending your honour. That's why you're trailing. If you want to play, we still have a spot open for a lass this morning on 13-10-09. Playing for a fantastic prize today, guys, a three-month VIP package at Sublime Hair Design on King Street, which includes 6 professional blowouts, a complimentary spray tan, and one-times professional occasion makeup.
You're going to be looking good for ages after lockdown ends, if you get that, right?
Man, absolutely.
Well, the first day out of lockdown, you're going to look good with a spray tan and makeup.
That's
it.
Do you guys get spray tans?
I never have before.
You got the little undies on, Crevo?
No, I mean, okay. I actually wear those undies around the house on the regular. I bought
the paper undies.
Yeah, I just ordered them. I find them very comfortable, but I've never used them for a spray tan.
Fascinating.
You don't? Am I the only one here?
I think you might be. Let's go to the phones. Meeting our lad this morning, guys.
Good morning, Aaron. Have you had a spray tan recently?
I'm not
going to
get into it.
Come on, Aaron, man.
What kind of shade do we go? Do we go darker? Are you a bit of a lighter guy?
The myth is she's on the dark side of things, so.
Yeah.
Aaron doesn't sound like he goes to the beauty salon to get a spray tan.
No.
All right, let's crack on with your questions, man. Let's do this. All right.
No,
question number one for you guys. How many seasons were there of The Real Housewives of Sydney? Multiple choice. Is it 1, 2, or 3?
Two.
Two is incorrect. No.
Oh, just one. Man.
Thank goodness for that.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Question number two. Mandy Moore and Shane West starred in which 2002 movie? A Walk to Remember. For 1 point on the board this morning, here we go, man. Number three, the store Dusk sells mostly what item? You see it in Westfield when you go there all the time.
Beauty products.
No. Candles.
Candles.
Hold the line, man. You never know. You can still walk away with the win today.
It is technically possible. Her name is Leonie. How are you this morning?
Thanks.
I'm hoping that you said good there.
Yeah, I did.
We just said thanks.
All we heard was thanks.
All right, babe, we only need to get one to take this home for the lasses. You good to go?
I'm hoping so.
All right, excellent.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, Meg is seriously rooting for you here. All right, question number one. And this one's multiple choice. What is unwashed sand usually used for? Is it A, bricklaying, B, plastering, or C, filling or raising elevations?
I'll take C.
That is correct.
Yes, well done.
Which means you're a winner.
Damn it.
Is that two in a row?
Yeah, two in a row. 56 yes. points. Congratulations. Do you need to get a spray tan, some hair, your hair done?
I think I'll give the prize to my daughter.
Oh, you're
nice.
Cute.
You're lovely,
so nice. Hey, congrats. Point on the board for the lasses. Good job, guys. Meg.
How much workouts are you guys doing in lockdown?
None.
No.
Pretty much all I'm doing is walking the dog once, often twice a day because I'm bored.
Okay. Well, there's a guy named Patrick on TikTok, and he's an expert in body transformations, but he has a thing. I don't know why this is so popular. Maybe it's just because it's in lockdown, but he's teaching workouts to improve your sex life.
Really?
Yes.
He's
done a video, and they're just workouts to improve your sex life.
Is he hot?
He's got a good rig.
Yeah.
He's got a good rig. I'll show you.
Maddie's very interested all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, his singles bubble is opening right up.
All right. Details on that next at New FM. 13 past 6. Good morning.
You know those when you wake up on New FM.
Alanis Morissette, Ironic at New FM. Welcome to Thursday. 20 past 6. It's 2 degrees in the valley right now. 5 in the city. Meg.
Sexy and I know it.
Now, a lot of people are spending a little bit of excess time on TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of stuff right now.
Are you?
I'm not on TikTok. I am on Instagram, though, so...
Yeah. How many reels are you consuming in a single day, Meg?
For me, for reels, I go through the dance ones where people just do dance routines.
Really?
I can feel fitter afterwards.
Oh, God. I think I can dance after it, and then I try what they just did, and it's an epic fail. But this guy, his name is Patrick. He is an expert in body transformations, and he's done a video for his TikTok, 3.5 million views, just of exercises to improve your sex life.
Okay, so give us some examples. Is he, like, doing the worm on the ground and stuff,
Off with the first one is rock backs, which involves positioning yourself so that your hands are directly under your shoulders and your knees are directly under your hips. A lot of his workouts and moves are hip-related, obviously.
It's about the movement, if you will, rather than the actual increase in strength.
I think that's what it is, but he's saying it's so you can hold the positions for a little bit longer.
I see. So that one sounds difficult
looking at the video as well, and it's got the Ed Sheeran Bad Habits in the background as well, just to
To vibe it up.
But, and one of the ones as well is the quadruped hip opener. And for me, when I was watching it, it kind of
what is it?
It's a quadruped hip opener. Yeah. It kind of looks like he's awkwardly trying to get onto a horse. This is pretty much what the gist of this is. That's what it looks like.
I don't understand why people bother with all of that gear. Who can be bothered? I mean...
If you're just getting into a relationship, though, and you want to put in the extra effort, maybe you're going through and watching these kind of
trying to get your hip opening happening.
Are you guys into that, though? Like, no. The positions? Like, all the different positions?
No.
Well, I mean, there's nothing... I've got nothing against, you know, trying different positions, but I don't know about doing a quadrant hip opener.
Yeah.
I like my hips at the level of openness they're at now. That's just my personal view.
You don't need to do any excess training for those activities.
On the whole situation, yeah.
But this is the thing. I was having a look at his Instagram, and this isn't the first video he's done for this. He's got like three or four. One is erotic experience. The other is more fun with sex. And the other is for your hot games.
Hot as in like his cheap version of the Olympics, is it?
I'm assuming so, but this is pretty much what he does on his Instagram. He just posts videos of this kind of stuff.
I'm just imagining his version of the Olympics, a lot of maybe diving or maybe stuff with the rings. Maybe there's some of that sort of gear. Oh, I don't know.
But he's got himself 177,000 followers on Instagram, so he must be doing something right.
Yeah, look, games, exercise in general... I mean, look, good luck to him.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of people who are right into it.
Yeah.
Figuring out who's in their singles bubble and making it happen.
Mm.
I mean, if you've
And practicing before they arrive, apparently, with all his fabulous workout ideas.
Let's do it twice.
Your hips are wide, wide open.
Oh, geez. Thank you for that, Meg. Guys, news time with Jess on the way next. Right now, though, love this. Sarah Bareilles, Brave.
Oh, your favourite song. You're always cranking this one.
At New FM, 6:23. Good morning.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
So I was reading this story yesterday about this guy who invites a woman back to his apartment. This is over in the States.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they have, you know, a night together, which they both enjoy. And then the lady leaves in the morning. However, it wasn't until a few hours later that they discover the roommate has had a $13,000 Rolex stolen.
Oh, man.
And a bunch of credit cards as well. Very, jeez. Very awkward situation, because obviously this, like, the other housemate who had the girl home knows this girl now, would assumedly have the number and stuff.
That's if they exchange numbers. It could have just been a one night.
Doesn't always happen like that.
That is possible.
You can cancel credit cards. You can't get back a $13,000 Rolex. You work your entire life for that luxury.
Totally. That is a real thing that you've indulged in and, you know, saved up for. Gone. Just in.
Gone.
Gone because your housemate knew this person, brought them back, and then it's all taken.
So, would you kick the house, like the guy out? You'd have to,
or
right?
Would you expect him to at least try and
pay some of the money? That's I wouldn't be kicking him out. You'll never get any money.
No,
back
that's
then.
True.
Well, that's so you don't want to get rid of them. You want to try and get some cash out of them. But what this often happens where sometimes when things get stolen from you, it's by somebody that you either know or have a connection with.
100%.
Because often they've had a chance to suss out the lay of the land, and that's how they've stolen from you. So what I thought we could do on 13:10:09, did you know the thief? Did you know the thief, and what happened with that whole situation? Because often it is people close to you or somebody that's, like, connected to them.
And it would be hard to bring that up with them as well, saying, oh, I know you stole something.
Yeah,
but, like, you don't want to accuse, but you dead set know that it was them.
That's right.
If I owned a Rolex, you'd be buying a safe for it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. But you think in your own apartment, you just take off your watch at the end of the day. Like, true. You wouldn't really think about it. 13:10:09, did you know the thief and what did they steal?
Okay, we'll do it after Justin Bieber. This is Hold On at New FM 6:37. 23, the top on the coast. Sunny today. Good morning. Chilly one this morning. Warming up, though, to 23, the top on the coast today, 22 out at the valley, and 13:10:09. Did you know the thief and what happened?
Yeah, that's right. This is all after this guy has a lady come back to the apartment, and then the next day the roommate finds out that a $13,000 Rolex has been stolen plus credit cards.
There's a real emotional attachment to a Rolex, I feel. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, I think it's something, like you said before, you'd save up for a long time. And this is what got me thinking about situations where you've known or you've got a connection to the thief. I remember years ago, this was when I was still living with my parents at the farm. They had this farm worker who came out to, he always was coming out doing work, right?
Yeah.
Fencing and stuff like that. He brought out like an assistant one day, and this assistant, she ended up stealing like thousands of dollars worth of equipment and jewelry as well from my mum's like personal sort of stuff.
Man.
So just terrible. And once again, we knew this like assistant lady who had come out, but just sort of only kind of knew her. And yeah, it turns out she was a thief.
So did they fire the person that was always coming out?
Yeah, well, real lapse of judgment. Yeah. I mean, to have somebody, because obviously he knew that lady and what she was like.
Course, yeah.
And yeah, she came out and stole heaps of stuff.
Did you end up getting any of the stuff back?
No, completely gone.
Oh, wow.
Probably almost $10,000 worth of stuff got stolen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so pretty awful.
Yeah.
Were they, like, family heirlooms or anything?
Some of the jewellery was, yeah. But some of the, like, there was some equipment and stuff as well. That was replaceable.
What kind of equipment? Like, wheeling out lawnmowers and stuff?
Yeah, I think there was chainsaws and stuff like that.
Jeez.
Cost a lot of money.
How did no one notice stealing a chainsaw?
Well, she had her own car, so she just threw it all in the boot, and then she, you know, did the day's work, got paid, and left.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible, really.
Hey, yeah. Debbie, on 131009, did you know the thief?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what did they steal?
They climbed in me and my son were asleep one night, and it was one of my friends.
One of your friends?
And I used to hang my front door key up right near the front door the night, before I go to bed. And then we went to bed one night, and I got up the next morning to get my son to school. He's only 5 at the time. He's 34 now.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the lounge room, my TV, my stereo.
Oh, she cleaned you out.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you end up getting any of the stuff back or?
No, I didn't.
And you never spoke to her again?
I never spoke to her, but when I seen them, they knew that I knew. You know what
did
I mean?
You confront them or?
Yes, I did. After a couple of years, I did, yes.
What did they say?
They tried to deny it.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's terrible. So they must have known where you kept the key or whatever, is that it?
Yeah, because it was a friend of mine that used to come there daily, you know what I mean?
Every day, jeez, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Quite a few years, actually.
Why ruin a friendship over that?
Over
like,
a TV.
Over a TV, like how, you better off without it by the sound of it.
For a 5-year-old child, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very scary.
I think that's what probably hurts more, the friendship.
Yeah.
You can replace a TV.
Yeah.
You can't replace a friendship, right?
No, that's exactly right. And the trauma that my son had to go through.
Yeah, of course.
No good at all.
Sorry to hear, Debbie. Thanks for your call this morning. No good.
These things happen.
Changing pace, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm going home after work every day, and I'm spending hours upon hours watching TV, and I've been stuck on TVSN, the infomercial channel, every single day.
Really?
I have made a purchase, but a product popped up the other day and it just made me laugh. Like, I thought, man, who in their right mind is buying this product? It's probably one of the most pointless items TVSN has ever sold.
And that's something.
That's a big call.
Yeah, because they're usually
There's some useless junk on there.
Yeah.
They're the kings of it.
This is the king of useless junk. I'm going to tell you what it is after this new FM.
This is the Novos. New FM.
Nickelback and new FM. They're not so bad, you know, Nickelback. I like them.
All right.
I'll let you have that feeling.
Guys, of course, we're all spending a lot of time at home at the moment. Infomercial sales going through the roof. I've found Australia's most pointless thing for sale on TVSN.
Hi, I'm Don Lane, and welcome to TVC, the Value Channel.
We've got absolutely everything you need to enjoy the great outdoors.
I don't know why, but I'm spending more and more hours on the daily watching infomercials. I did purchase an Ab Glider Pro.
Has that arrived yet?
It hasn't arrived yet, yeah, which is right. Strange. Very strange. Anyway, I was watching it yesterday, and I don't know why this made me laugh so much, but it's called the Phone Purse. Now, it's basically a purse with a like clear window in it where you slide your phone in and you use your phone through the clear window.
Like touching the window instead of the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cooked.
I've got some of the commercial here for us. This is the lady, right? Was a Shark Tank judge over in the US.
Yeah.
Someone's obviously pitched the idea. She said no and stolen the idea for herself.
Hi, I'm Lori Grenier, an inventor and entrepreneur, but many of you know me as a shark on Shark Tank. I discovered a convenient purse that allows you to use your phone right through it. And I loved it so much, I had to bring it to all of you.
No, you were a shark and you had to steal it from the person who pitched it. Let's hear about the phone purse itself.
Tired of fumbling with your phone?
No.
Digging in your purse to find it. Uh-oh. Drop it and phones cost a fortune to fix.
Uh-oh.
Or leave it somewhere. What a nightmare. Introducing
sure is.
The touch screen purse. The incredible new way to have instant access to your phone through the touch screen window. The revolutionary clear smart touch window technology makes it easy to text, email,
smart window technology.
Right,
it's a clear window.
Window without ever removing it from your purse. Never worry about dropping your phone or leaving it behind. With the touchscreen purse,
oh
you never
God.
Need to remove your phone from your purse. And when you take it out,
she's
it's
selling
as clean
it.
As when you put it in. And the clear window keeps your phone clean from smudges and grime. There's room for your phone, credit cards, makeup, cash and more. And it fits most smartphones. Just slide it in.
Oh, yeah, great. Most. So it's a handbag, essentially, that you just keep your phone in forever. I hate bulky phone cases. This is the bulkiest of them all.
See, I'm feeling very judged because about 6 months ago, I nearly bought
one
of those.
Oh, man.
But,
oh, man.
Okay, there is a thing. Can you both stand up for me, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Pockets. You got pockets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Can you actually put your whole hand in your pockets?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Women don't have that luxury. These are my pockets, and that is it.
Hey, that's a very large pocket. You can fit your phone in there.
I can't even fit a key in that pocket.
I think it's only as wide as a normal pocket, but doesn't go deep at all. Is that what I'm saying?
But they're literally sewn on pockets. This is why women need stuff like this.
Do you know what?
Trapped.
They come on, right, the TV, and they're like, oh, you know, just buy this. It's amazing. By the end of the infomercial, they're actually convincing you to buy something else. Check this out.
I love my touchscreen purse. It's so convenient, and I hope you love it too.
Call Global Shop Direct or go online now and get your touchscreen purse for the low price on your screen. Choose from three stylish colours.
$69.90.
Leopard print and tan snake.
Tans.
You know it's hard to pick just one colour, so if you order now, we'll double the offer. That's right. Buy one, get one more in your choice of colour. But wait, you can also upgrade to the deluxe size with 50% more room to carry all your essentials.
Oh. What one do they want to sell?
So now they're essentially selling a handbag. The other one was kind of cool because for people who are going out, like ladies who are going out, I understand this to a degree because you don't want to carry a massive handbag while you go out. I've seen the size of these. They're not too bad.
Remember,
you don't get it.
Do you guys remember?
You have pockets. You don't understand.
Do you guys remember the old TV show Get Smart?
Yeah,
where he'd take his shoe off
and use it as a phone.
Use it as a phone. This is the female equivalent. It's 2021. Too big.
Also,
and useless.
Some of the things that they were talking about, like the features, are just not. Features.
They're not like, features. They are trying to sell a product, clearly.
One of the things they said was literally, have you ever found it difficult to text? No! I never have. I've never thought to myself, oh, it's hard to text. In fact, I do it all the time. It's so easy.
I love the unique touchscreen technology. They've literally put a pocket on this bag and put a clear window on the side.
Just a bit of plastic.
Yeah, I mean,
I understand. Okay.
You almost
they are
one.
Overly selling. Oh, I have looked into it. But now that
there's
I know
it's
buy one, get
for
one
everything,
free.
Meg.
Meg's actually
gonna
going to get one.
You are that. Direct.
Hey, stop wasting money on that.
No.
$6.56.
Abdominizer or whatever it was.
Yeah. Pot, kettle, anyone?
Black, yes.
We need to find something from Global Shop Director at Creeper now.
No.
Absolutely not.
We'll convince him one
just
day.
On sell it and just call it something better. 6:56, good morning.
UFM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. The mics are on now.
Now, when you are looking for some life advice, you might think, I'll ask my mum or dad or maybe my friends or my partner. No, the real answer is you come to us for it. Up next is the Novos helpline. So basically, you can get in touch with us at 13 1009 or hit us up on Facebook. If you have just like a life question or a dilemma that you want some no strings attached advice on, we're happy to, you know, chat about it, ask the question and throw it out to the whole of the Hunter.
Often you can't ask your friends stuff because they'll give you a biased opinion because they don't want to hurt the friendship with you. Maybe they're involved with the other friend somehow or et cetera. It can be complicated, right?
You might even, you know, reach out to someone as well who's been in this situation before, has gone through it and has the perfect advice for you.
Oh, for sure. Meeting our listener today, it's Jessie from Raymond Terrace. Here's a question.
Hey, so I've been talking to two guys online and I want to get one in my singles bubble. I want some help choosing which one. The first one is a total sweetheart, but he's actually unemployed. The second one, he's a little bit older, but he seems a little bit boring. He has a great job, though. I've never wanted to be the sole breadwinner, so I'm just wondering which one you think I should pick.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to say go with the young guy.
Boring. So
that sounded creepy.
The question really is boring and rich or a sweetheart and poor.
You've got to follow your heart, guys. That's my advice.
Do you though?
Yeah,
really
absolutely. You know what? I honestly think if you're getting into a relationship for money, it's never going to end well. And you'll never find that like real like burning passion for that person.
Unemployed though.
This is where my thing is. See, it depends on what his real status is with the unemployment. Is he just not working because he doesn't want to work?
People on Newstart still get money.
Yes, but you want someone who's motivated to go
that's
to...
That's right,
you know,
go
like,
out there and
does
work.
Does he have a career plan, things like that? Because that's important to me, people who want to improve their life.
So, Meg, you're going for the man with the money?
Yeah.
I'm going for the man with no money and the passion
and love. I'm
going
money as well.
Yeah, of course you are. I trust you. if you've got some advice for Jessie, give us a call right now, 13 1009. I will take your calls after Puff Daddy. This is I'll Be Missing You at New FM, 7 past 7. Good morning. It's 5 degrees in Maitland right now. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. It's time for the Novos helpline, 13 1009 this morning. Novos. It's a big question. Love versus money. What's more important? Jessie, from Raymond Terrace hit us up on Facebook with this question.
Hey, so I've been talking to two guys online and I want to get one in my singles bubble. I want some help choosing which one. The first one is a total sweetheart, but he's actually unemployed. The second one, he's a little bit older, but he seems a little bit boring. He has a great job, though. I've never wanted to be the sole breadwinner, so I'm just wondering which one you think I should pick.
Now, you say it's a love versus money thing. It's not like that. It's just like the other guy, you know, he has a good job, but she just said maybe a bit boring. But maybe they just haven't found, like, what common interests they have yet.
Yeah. I'm all for career goals.
You got to have some goals and a bit of a drive in life, don't you?
If you have that spark, that electric spark in chemistry, with obviously this other guy first, the guy with no job, I feel like that's more important. That's what sustains a relationship. I feel like if you use your head over your heart, it never ends well.
Yeah, but
does love actually ever really end well? Very rarely.
Oh, don't be so cynical.
Would she end up resenting him, though, after a while because, you know,
she's got to be that sole breadwinner.
She doesn't want to be the sole breadwinner. Exactly.
It's not like he's never going to work again, I'm assuming.
Mm.
I mean, look, it is what it is. If she has great time with him and has really good chemistry, I think you can't be so shallow and overlook the fact that he's a really nice person because he has no job. Like, it's, I don't know. That's just me.
Okay.
Rebecca's on the phone. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello. How are we?
Doing good. Now, tell us, what is your advice?
So my controversial advice would be, so I would do my single bubble with the unemployed nice guy and then spend all my time with him, you know, be all happy, whatever. Yeah. Then when I go to exercise outside, not breaking any rules, just so happen to meet up with the boring guy, test my water, and if you happen to, you know, meet at the back of Woolworths car park, then that's up to you. As long as all masks are on and safety's there, then yeah. So I say test the water for both.
Why not have both?
Exactly. Without breaking any rules.
Of course, of course.
That's right.
I guess you really do have to try both. But like, have you dated multiple guys at once before, Rebecca?
No, I haven't, but...
If you could, you would.
If you're talking to both and you want to test out both, you might as well keep on going. Until COVID's over, you can make a choice.
I hate how clever this is.
Yeah. What a great strategy, Rebecca.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, the poor guys at home, you know. Oh, where'd she go? I'm falling in love. Oh, she's with the other man.
Shopping again.
Yes. He doesn't need to know. She's out exercising, doing what, you know, she's supposed to do in life.
I need Rebecca on my team for when I need advice. This is amazing.
Yeah. 100%.
You're the best. You're amazing. Hey, we're going to hook you up with some new FM wine. Congrats. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
That's such great advice. I mean, once again, we really haven't solved anything. We've probably created more questions.
Yeah.
More questions than answers.
And more options as well, apparently.
More options. I love it. Thank you.
Because, of course, being in lockdown at the moment, I don't know if about you, but I found myself like calling a lot more friends just for a chat.
Me too, all the time.
Yeah, just like what, because you can't meet up with them, obviously, right? So I was speaking to my cousins over in America, and we like you talk at first. It's all how you doing, what are you up to, how's your job, and then you just start talking about totally random stuff. And one of my cousins was on this. We had like a group family call. Started ranting about this certain brand of. Like it's a servo over there. They're called Sunoco.
Yeah.
And they're just notorious for like being a terrible, terrible business. Right? So I've just jumped on because I was like, oh, as if this is, it can't be as bad as they say. But in Philadelphia where they live, a number of their servos have like reviews of less than 2 stars on average.
Oh,
so like
man.
1.9, 1.4. I don't know how they're still in business.
Mostly one-star reviews.
Yeah.
Who's going on reviewing servos?
A lot of people, right? Hundreds. So I've jumped on and I've grabbed some of the best of these. We're going to do a Google Reviews special edition of the Sunoco gas stations over in America.
Can't wait.
Some of these are out of control.
We'll do it next at New FM 17 past 7. Good morning. Chilly this morning, but warming up to a beautiful day today right across the Hunter. 23 the top in the city, 22 in Maitland, and it's time for Google Reviews.
Here's a scenario. You want to go out and have some fun today, but you don't know if the place you're going to is any good.
So how do you respond to Google Reviews?
So you want to know how to remove a fake review.
Introducing Google Reviews.
Yeah, so I had a Zoom call with my cousins over in America, and I don't know how the topic got onto this. Obviously, we'd exhausted all the normal stuff to talk about, but one of my cousins started ranting about this, like, chain of servos over there called Sunoco Service Stations. And I was like, surely they can't be that bad. Like, we've all been to a dodgy servo over the years with a dirty toilet or something.
What
are
the things he was saying?
So my cousin, she was saying that basically that they have this like almost a scam where you'll fill up a certain amount of fuel and then they charge you a fair bit more on the like when you put your card through. So
don't you love that?
So and I thought surely like this can't be difficult. My cousin said like she hasn't had that experience but her friends had. I look online and I picked one at random. I'm not even joking, in the Philadelphia area, and there were 2 different like money based complaints on there about people paying a certain amount and not getting
you know
like the amount of fuel they had.
You're like low on money. and low on petrol, and you pull into the servo and you fill it up with $5 and you know that you've only got $6 in your account, that's that person's worst nightmare.
100%. So just as an example, right, this is from a Brittany Savage just a year ago. I pumped $20 worth of gas, as they call it in America, and they charged my card for $74. I then rang them up and they said that they wouldn't give me the money back but offered me just $25 in gift cards.
You can't have that.
You can't make this stuff up. There are.
Is it a franchise or is it like a big network, company-owned network?
So all I could figure, like, I'm not sure about the ownership structure, but from what I could tell, in the Philadelphia area, which is where my cousins live, there's about 10 or 15 of them. So it must be quite a big business, really. But there was heaps of other ones about the charging and stuff. But some of these are quite amazing. So as an example, this guy called Manna says, stay away from this place. My debit card was being used for other purchases at a different Sunoco as soon as I left the New York office.
So they skimmed his credit card details.
Yeah, and were using it at other branches.
How are they getting away if there's that many complaints?
I don't know.
When you need petrol, right? Jeez.
Yeah, but they would have been taken to court or something.
You would have thought
surely.
So, right? But I'm guessing it's like $20, $30. People just like move on with their life.
Some people don't check their cards.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I do.
Yeah.
And Nathaniel said, I went in to buy a lottery ticket yesterday. After I finished, I left the store and the gentleman came out from behind the counter yelling, don't come back in here. I turned around and said, who, me? He said, yes, you stole something. I said, no, I didn't. All I did was buy a lottery ticket from the machine. I showed him everything I had in my pockets. He never apologized and just asked other customers around me who stole something. Oh. Like, you can't believe that they're getting away with this. And to wrap things up, probably the most American Google review you'll ever hear. This was also one star from a Johnny B, who said, as of today, I went into and the soda fountain, which must be like their, you know,
the slushy machine.
Yeah. It's been out of Diet Mountain Dew for 2 weeks now. It takes 20 seconds to change a syrup box. This place is filthy, and 5 times now I've seen roaches crawling all over. Oh. Firstly, why do you keep going back? Are you really that much of a glutton for punishment, Johnny B?
I'm sure there's other servos around that sell Mountain Dew.
You would have thought so, but there are literally...
Health standards in America are so much lower than ours here.
Very
like, imagine
different.
If we were in 7-Eleven, right, and a roach crawled across the coffee machine. You'd be mortified.
It'd be all over Facebook.
Absolutely. Just one single roach
over
there.
He said he's been back 5 times. It's unbelievable. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of one-star reviews with long explanations of their complaints. I don't know how this business stays in, like, running.
Like I said, we all need petrol.
Bring on electric cars. It can't come soon enough, especially for the people of Philadelphia.
Oh, I love that. Hey, news time up next at New FM. It's 7:29. Good morning.
FM.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
All right, when was the last time you went on a date, Maddie?
Me? Oh, man, it's been a while. It's been a while. Maybe like a couple of years now.
Are you looking forward to getting back out there after all this COVID mess?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching some TV show on YouTube, and it was like all these people going out on dates and meeting up for the first time, dressing up, picking the restaurant. I really don't think I can be bothered. I'm happy to be single and alone.
You're just done. You're over.
What if you could find a man, though, that, say, just like the simple things in life, you know, ordering like you can do a nice date where you just have like some Domino's pizzas or something.
I'm happy for a Zoom relationship.
Is that what you're after? Yeah.
If that's
no
not
effort required.
If that's not a red flag.
Man, I'm single and bitter. I really am.
But when you first go out on a date, you try to be positive, yeah? And you're like, oh, you're thinking of the best things about that person.
Really brought that down for you.
But this poor girl, basically, she went on a date and then she wasn't really looking out for the red flags, and someone has come up to her and basically said, you need to leave. because this guy is no good for you, with a note.
How do they know that, though?
From a distance.
I don't know.
It's from, like, talk about judging a book by its cover. Seriously.
It feels like a bit extreme, but hey, yeah. did it... Are we talking about what the red flag was here?
She doesn't explain it, but I'll tell you more details what happened next.
Excellent. Okay. We'll do it after. Great Aussie bands. Love these guys. Birds of Tokyo. This is Good Lord, a new FM, 7:38. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. This is New FM with the Novos. We have $725 to give away with Birthday Lotto right now.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
All right, so we've given away heaps of money already this year, and our plan is to give away heaps more.
Hey, Meg, what's your winner's scream like? So we get very excited here when we give the money away. Do you have one?
We haven't given away anything massive yet.
Should we do a dry run, right?
Well, it has to be in the moment for me.
Let's test it with the caller.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you mean.
All right. Going to Tina, the cabbie this morning. Hey, Tina, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Excellent. Hey, Tina, just indulge us for a second, right? We're going to pretend you've won $10,000. And Meg's going to scream and show us how excited she gets.
You put me on the spot.
Tina, you've won $10,000.
Oh, my God!
Pretty good. That? Yeah, that was great.
Pretty good.
It might not be that high, but I reckon for $725.
We even do have more. 725 though, which is very handy, Tina. How's your morning going so far?
It's going good. Yeah, a bit chilly, but good.
Good stuff. Are you busy at the moment? A lot of people staying home at the moment. Are you guys getting business still?
Yeah, we are. People still need to do food shopping.
Yeah, true.
That sort of stuff.
How are you dealing with hubby at home during lockdown?
Because I'm at work, I deal with it perfectly.
He can stay home and do stuff.
Is he doing much around the house at the moment?
He does. He's getting more movement, so...
Yeah.
Because he's recovering from back surgery at the moment, you were just telling me off air. He's doing better, though?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, good to hear.
The better he is, the more work he can do at home, right?
That's it. Let's spin these birthday balls for Tina. Playing for $725 today. Here we go.
Okay. Were you born on the 25th of February, Tina?
Oh, no, the 14th.
Oh, you got my birthday!
Yeah.
We're born on the same day.
Oh.
Yeah, Valentine's baby.
Yep.
Tina's like,
I feel like her. I feel like she's
the money,
won.
Meg. I don't care.
I feel like she's won, though, because we share the same
No,
birthday.
That's not how it works.
My world, that's how it works, Creeper.
Tina's like, it's lovely there's a coincidence there, but just I wish I had $725.
Thanks, Tina. Sorry you didn't win today. I'm back before 9 o'clock.
We're
7:25
go
today.
Drink. That's just as good.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're paying.
I'll just take the money out of the birthday lotto thing.
Why not?
Hey, guys, coming up, we are doing What's the Goss with producer Jackson at 8:20. Checking in with the newsroom with Jess right now at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Came across this story yesterday about basically the little tiny petty things that you do just to annoy a person. So it was like on one of those online forums things where people just, you know, give out what they do. And some of the examples were great and it triggered a chat around the team. So this is absolutely brilliant. A few jobs back, my old boss was a real pain in the neck. So if I had an excuse to go into his office, I made a point of twisting the phone cord around and around so when he picked up the phone, the cable was short and he'd have to speak to the person with his head right next to the desk while he untangled it. I love that sort of stuff.
This stuff is your lifeblood, Crevo. Like, the more I've gotten to know you, You get a real kick out of doing this stuff. I'm kind of into it as well. Like, I'm happy to turn the vacuum on at 8:30 when I know they're sleeping until 11.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm really into it.
It's funny you mention housemates. Years ago, I used to live with this guy called Jason, right? And Jason used to absolutely get on the beers, sometimes on a Thursday, because he'd have, like, long weekends from his work. And he would come in at like 3-4 in the morning, and knowing I have work on Friday, be making heaps of noise, all this sort of stuff. So the next opportunity, like as soon as I got up the next morning for work, real early, I'd get the blender going, even though I didn't have to do a juice or anything, just to wake him up because I knew he'd be deadly hungover as revenge for waking me up.
Do you do anything to Josh?
Meg? Don't at the moment. You're giving me ideas. This is good.
You're some kind of saint.
I'm not a saint because the thing is, I laugh at other people's things. Like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
If the car park wherever she goes is very empty, she'll purposely go park right next to the person, even though the whole car park
there's
is empty.
Just one,
to, and
one.
I find it hilarious. So I'm not that much of a saint. I don't do it myself, but I will laugh along.
131009. Is there a little thing that you do? And you do it just to annoy a person, especially if they've annoyed you or, you know, they're causing trouble. We'd love to hear your stories up next.
The pettier the better.
100%.
Now, so this person who works here at New FM was just in the kitchen. But we used to open up new bottles of milk here just to annoy them.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato right now at New FM. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. A beautiful day ahead today. What a treat. 23 the top on the coast, 18 out at the bay, and 131009 this morning. We are asking you, what's something that you do on purpose to annoy other people?
Bonobos.
Yeah, that's right. So this is all after a bit of an article's come out about this forum discussion. Obviously, things that happen around the office is really common. Housemates that annoy you and you might do something in revenge, I guess, is a pretty common situation as well. Maddie, you were saying sometimes you'll do a bit of early morning vacuuming if you know your housemate may have indulged a little the night before.
There's nothing wrong with that because, you know what, why should you let, like, stop your day for somebody else?
That's true.
And sometimes if you know you probably should wait.
And you know how petty it actually is.
I used to have a workmate that really annoyed me. So what I would do would be to lower their chair all the way down because I knew and I had them convinced that it wasn't me. It was just sinking overnight. The gas was escaping overnight.
Somebody does that all the time here. Is it you? Do you put this chair down before you leave?
Is it me? You will never know.
Hey, Ella, your husband does something to you, doesn't he?
He does. He has this really annoying thing that when he eats, his jaw clicks.
Oh.
So he knows how much I hate it. So he just waits for me to come in the room before he starts.
So he puts off eating until you come in.
Yes, he does. And it's not just like a normal click. Like, you can really, really hear it. It just, it's irritating.
One day he's going to, like, dislocate his jaw or something and you're just going to laugh. It's going to happen.
You're laughing already.
Ella, has he had that, like, the entire time you've been dating?
I don't know. We've been together for 16 years and I've only noticed it the last year.
Lockdown.
Jeez.
It's lockdown.
It's a lockdown. It makes you crazy.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks heaps, Ella. Appreciate it. Going to Paris now. He's got a story about his poor grandma. Paris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. Petty things you do to annoy others, and in this case, your grandma. What is it?
So, I have short-term memory loss, and my grandma knew that.
Yeah.
And so, I used to play on it. So, I would go into her room to say I'm going to do something. And I'd go, oh, look, I've forgotten what it is. And she'd go, stop, think, and remember what it is.
Did you just have some short-term memory loss? <in it? laughs>
I come back in the room every couple of minutes,
yeah.
Pretended I was forgetting. And she'd go, go get it and bring it back to me. And all I would do is I would get a plate and I'd bring back. And I'd go, do you want me to wipe this up?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He had a big...
Messing with grandma.
Jeez.
Messing
with grandma. You shouldn't mess with your grandma, Paris. Poor thing. I'm fascinated about this, but like first short-term memory loss. Like, how? What happens? Do you just... Like, how long before you forget stuff?
So, if I had a conversation with probably now,
yeah,
I'd probably remember it probably a week down the track.
Right.
And, okay. It goes in one ear and out the other pretty much, but... you can remember it like week later on.
It's like us too, Paris.
Working these hours, you can hardly remember what you talked about a minute ago.
Thanks, Paris.
Thanks for that. It.
Very good.
We're going to head to producer Jackson next. He's in Sydney in lockdown, going crazy, but he's got all the goss.
That's right. We're going to find out everything that's happening.
Let's call him live. I didn't get him up.
Okay.
Just calling now.
Have a look.
Let's see what's going on.
Oh, he doesn't want to answer. Oh, here we go.
Try again. Try on this line. You got a different line.
It's like 100 lines here.
I know. Very complicated system.
Hopefully he knows we're calling.
I did say to him last night, 20 past 8.
Oh, yeah.
But you think he's on the gins?
Well, maybe.
From the night before, yeah.
He did say, sleep in, was in the message. So we'll try him again in a minute.
We'll get him
find out
next.
Everything goss happening.
8:18 at New FM. Good morning. Brian Adams on New FM with the Novos. 8:25. It's time for What's the Goss with producer Jackson.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
He's hands down the only thing that is good about Sydney right now. Producer Jackson, how are you?
Oh, I love that introduction. You always give me such good introductions.
I'm good.
I want to just start, though, very quickly, because I know I'm hijacking What's the Goss, but it's my nephew's birthday, and I will feel really bad if I don't say happy 10th birthday to Quincy.
Oh, happy birthday, Quincy.
Great name, by the way, as well.
Awesome.
And he's stuck in lockdown and he can't have a party, and I feel really bad for him. So happy, happy birthday. And I'm going to throw the biggest birthday party that I can when I get out of lockdown. Anyway.
You be my uncle.
Moving on to What's the Goss. Scarlett Johansson, I love her. She's given birth to a baby boy. I didn't even know she was pregnant again, but this is her second child. First child with Colin Jost, who's her new husband. Guess what they've called the baby?
Oh, here we go.
We've just spent the past 10 minutes trying to guess Creeper's middle name. And now you're making this
We've run out of names.
It's Cosmo.
Oh, terrible. Oh, Meg, look, you're excited.
Well,
you love a Cosmo.
My bird is named Cosmo.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, we call it Cosmo.
Something in common.
Yeah.
Something in common with Scarlett Johansson. This comes as she's suing Disney. Have you heard about that lawsuit?
Yeah. She, contract negotiations with Black Widow?
Yeah, so didn't they, not release it in cinemas and put it on Disney Plus instead?
Yeah, so they've been signing all of these big actors to do their movies, and then they're releasing things not in cinemas. So they're only doing it half in cinemas, so they're doing a 50% rollout, but their contracts state that they only make money from revenue from cinema sales.
See, so it's they're clever, doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, so she's not happy, but hey, look, probably a little bit more happy now. She got some Cosmo in her life.
Because, you know, Disney doesn't have enough money. They're really doing it tough at the moment.
Yeah, they are. They're hard up. You know, a lot of businesses are doing it tough with COVID.
Yeah.
Disney's not one of them, of course. In fact, there's no better business to be in right now than streaming services to your home.
Yeah.
Man, no good. I hope she wins. I like ScarJo. She's cool.
Yeah, well, she's rounding up all of her female leads, so, like, a lot of people are jumping on board this lawsuit, so it'll be interesting to watch her giving a defense in court with a baby called Cosmo on her lap. Interesting stuff.
What's crazy.
That say? Moving on to Nicole Kidman. She's got that new TV show out that they filmed in Byron Bay, and she plays a Russian woman on there, and she's done a bit of an interview, and she's kind of revealed maybe what one of Keith Urban's kinks are. Take a listen.
My kids would hear me talking in the accent all the time, to the point where they didn't even notice it. Keith was really into Marsha, so that was good. I think he just sort of liked the vibe.
She got really sheepish and, like, went all red. And, you know, when Nicole Kidman goes red, you can tell because she's about as white as a piece of paper.
My God.
What's going to happen if there's a Russian contestant on The Voice this year?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
He'd press that button, his chair would just keep spinning.
Oh, keeps going back around again, facing the other way still.
Keith Urban is such a small man, like physically. I can imagine like a big Russian woman having a way with him? It's obviously happened before.
He's very slight. He's very
come here, Keith.
he's the sort of person that when he gets in a car, he has to move the seat all the way forward.
He honestly, can I just say this, right? He looks like he bathes in Botox, but I used to work in retail, and he looks like every woman that ever asked for my manager.
He does have that haircut of a Karen, doesn't he?
He does.
Sorry, in the next season of Real Housewives of Sydney, Keith Urban and her husband, Nicole Kidman. I love it. Hey, thank you, Jackson. Guys, coming up next is the news with Jess Plus. We'll check your roads after this, right now.
Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
All right, rate the music. If you go to newfm.com.au, your chance to score yourself $1,000 to spend at Resi Better Home Living in Maitland. Their big brand catalogue sale is on now with contactless delivery or pickup available 7 days.
Excellent.
That it is. Up next, Maddie, something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
You've been around the office doing this, like, character voice. Now, sometimes you do this just for entertainment, right? But this latest one you've been doing is whispering. And I got to say, I find it a little bit creepy. You're just whispering random stuff at people. What are you talking about, Mark?
Has he been doing this before I got here?
No, this is a new thing.
Now
the whispering.
I'm even more creeped out.
Hey, Meg, welcome to the team, Meg.
Thanks very much.
It sounds really creepy, doesn't it?
Can you just stop? My God.
I'm putting it out there that you can say anything in a whisper.
Anything,
and it will sound creepy. So we'll get into that in just a minute. Maddie's whispering thing. But 105 commercial free up next, though, right?
That's right, with producer Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. Let's do it. 105 minutes commercial free sounding live. Sigala, James Arthur, Lasting Lover, it's on the way. And then chuck in Wilson Phillips as well. A bit of a blast from the past, right? Hold on. The lead singer from Wilson Phillips on The Real Housewives the other night selling cupcakes after music. Don't pretend, man, like you don't like The Real Housewives, by the way. It doesn't challenge your masculinity. Really great show, especially in lockdown. Also, too, let's do this Galantis, David Guetta, and Little Mix Heartbreak Anthem. 105 minutes commercial free coming up.
Thank you, Jackson.
That's all after 9. But next, Maddie's Creepy Whisper Challenge.
Okay, we'll do it after this. Love it, Sam Felt, Post Malone at New FM. 10 degrees on the coast today. 23 the top. Good morning. I don't know about you, that song puts me in such a good mood, and I randomly just got excited for summer. I don't know why.
Yeah. Hopefully there's some freedoms around with summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you got to take the small wins, hey? So we're doing my whisper challenge right now, which should be a little bit weird and fun.
Yeah, that's right. So the last couple of days, or maybe it's been about a week, Maddie's been getting around the office just whispering at people. Like, this is the sort of office where you just do random stuff and it's not surprising.
I don't know why I do half the things I do.
It's
I just find
hours.
It funny.
You like to do impressions, you like to do little characters and stuff, and they're awesome. The whispering, though, it's been a little bit creepy, I've got to say. And I'm putting it out there that if you whisper anything at all, it comes across a little bit creepy.
See, Meg, you're getting really the full experience
here. Yeah.
Like, I think Gorn is like that awkward first week where we're just like, you know, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
This week, I'm like just you know, doing
it's
anything.
On
just
full display.
Normal Maddie. The full Maddie is, you're seeing the full Maddie, if you will. So what I've done, Maddie, if you open up your Facebook Messenger just now,
yeah.
I've sent through a couple of very ordinary, everyday sentences that I think, when you say in a normal voice, not creepy at all, in a whisper, totally creepy. I'm going to get Meg as the judge here to rank them as creepy or not creepy. All right, let's kick things off.
All right, here we go. Number one, Would you like me to pop some mint in your mojito? Very, like, standard sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whisper. Would you like me to pop some mint in your mojito?
So you put a bit of an accent on there, which made it even...
I didn't. Let's just whisper it.
Yeah, but it sounded like there was a bit of an accent of, that went along with the whisper.
It's not. It's just the whispering.
It's just creepy.
Megs, you physically moved back in your seat.
I'm just going to take the headphones off.
When's the last time somebody whispered in your ear, Meg? I am to both of you right now. All right, number two. What time are you coming into work today? What time are you coming into work today?
Okay, that one wasn't as bad as the first one.
What time?
But I wasn't looking at Maddie while he said it.
Now look into his eyes while he says it.
Come on, Meg.
Meg, come on, do it.
What time are you coming into work today?
I can't keep eye contact. Do it.
All right, number three.
Oh, man, he's a Creamo now and see how bad it is.
All right, number three. This is great to look at Creamo. Can you pass me that banana? Crevo,
Look into my eyes. Do not break eye contact.
Can you pass me that banana?
So creepy. If you want to creep anyone out at work today, maybe you're on the job site.
Wrap it up with this one. Do you want a squirt of sauce on your sausage roll? Do you want a squirt of sauce on your sausage roll?
This is the worst thing I've ever had to put up with at this section.
I'll stop, guys. I'll stop. I've weirded myself out now.
Can you promise to stop for good?
Yes.
Do you hear the creepiness now that you're doing it?
I get it, yeah.
The whispering's got to stop. Just saying that.
Birthday Lotto up next with 725 today, Meg.
Yeah, $725. What are we looking for? What month?
It has just come up as December.
December. All right. If you're born in December, 131009. We'll do it next.
After this, a new FM 8.
Stop it.
45.
This is The Novos.
Bon Jovi at New FM 8:53. Beautiful day today, 23 the top on the coast. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
Oh my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yep, Crevo calls out a month. If you're born in that month, you hit us up 131009. You could score yourself today $725 just before the weekend.
It's getting up there, which is good. I like it over a gorilla. Once it's over a K, it's great.
It's pretty good.
That's right. That it is. This time to meet our contestant. Her name is Jodie. She works as a nurse, the Calvary Mater, and normally likes to babysit the grandkid on the weekends, but because of lockdown, can't do that. How are you doing this morning, Jodie?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Really good. Now, you're a nurse. You're on the way to work. You're on the way from home from work. What's your situation?
Yeah, I've got an afternoon shift tonight, so I'm on my way.
Okay,
that's
excellent.
Pretty early to start, yeah.
How's the morale at the moment with everything going on?
Oh, look, I think with our management team, we're all over it. Everybody's just ready.
Yeah, good stuff. Good to hear. Look after each other, and thank you for all you do.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Okay. 7:25, Meg spinning the birthday balls.
Round and round they go. One has popped out.
All right, Jodie, were you born on the 13th?
No, 29.
Damn it.
Damn. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it, Jodie. Guys, that is us done for another day. Of course, tomorrow, worth $750.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Enjoy your afternoons. 105 minutes commercial free.
Maddie's going to go home and have a sugar crash because he's driving us nuts.
Two of Meg's mega cupcakes.
Meg, you're to blame. When you bring in cupcakes that contain 100 grams of sugar in each individual one.
It might be 110.
What do you expect?
Might be 110.
Jackson's on the way.
Yeah, thank you. Let's do it. Switch the playlist. 105 minutes commercial free with Glass Animals. Crevo, my man, I know you love these guys. Heat Waves, it's on the way. I'm doing some 90s Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life. And Shawnee Mendes, I'm going to chuck this in there as well. It's called Nervous. Do you reckon he gets a little bit nervous around Camila Cabello's Papa Bear? Yeah, he does. For all the wrong reasons as well. It's coming up. 105 minutes commercial free.
Oh, did you send him some cupcakes today as well?
I think I might have. Yeah.
One in the post.
enjoy, guys. And don't forget, rate the music now. $1,000 up for grabs for one very lucky person, all thanks to Resi, a better home electrical in Maitland. So thank you to them for that, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.